If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Oh man, look, there's a lot going on behind the scenes, but it is lip service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Jasmine Brand.
And I'm a Marsha Ambrosius. Yes. Me.
Don't be surprised to see Marsha Ambrosius with her little soft, beautiful voice on lip service.
Right.
Well, the voice just changed on me because it was not this.
I'm like, well, you said you were Philadelphian and the Philly comes out when the Philly comes out.
Period.
So I'm, you know, softly spoken and British at times, but then I'm a Jawn.
Honorary.
Definitely.
So yes, you definitely a Jawn.
Get some drinks in me. No, I'm only joking. All the sparkling right water here. Is mine.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Thanks. Thank you. Hospitable but around here. Thank
we
you.
We are so happy to have you up here, by the way, because you have some exciting things.
Oh my gosh, it's been a journey to get here, but yes, Casablanco on the way.
I love the name. I love that.
Casablanco, a place, a destination, somewhere where you can listen to music to fuck to. I feel like it's that today. I don't know, that's the energy I'm getting from the
room. I like that, music. But,
I don't know if that's the energy I'm getting, but one thing I know about Angela, she'll make a good playlist.
I love a playlist.
Yeah.
Let me tell you
this
something.
So this album plays like...
A sex
when
playlist.
You want to fuck someone to when you start fucking them to realizing that, wait, is this love or do I feel like I want to be forever with this person? Oh. Is it a one night stand? And then you try and move on, but the dick's that good that you stay and then you're like, nah, fuck you. I've got to go. So you not necessarily cheat, but you weren't even together in the first place. Okay. So you know what? Am I hurt? How can you get hurt from someone that you weren't really with? It's stupid. So situation shit.
Dicuation
shit.
Period.
Then turn to possible forevers. That's what.
It's so poetic. It's so poetic.
And everybody can relate to that.
Absolutely.
Slightly. So yeah, for you, slightly. For that's what this album is. That's what I feel like it feels like today.
Casablanca.
So where did you get the inspiration for this? Because you are a married lady.
A married
I am.
Woman.
Mm-hmm. And that's fine.
Okay, no, that is, and that's fine. So let me ask you, what changes after you get married, like as far as your relationship?
I mean, we're good. What changes as far as like creating music from a place I mean, of as far like as just everything?
As far as the relationship, like in your journey from when you guys first met, and I know you kind of made the first move.
Of course. The finest shit.
Which we'll talk about in a second, because I want to know if y'all be doing that. But you made the first move. You guys got engaged, had a beautiful baby. But once you get married, some people will say things change. Some people will say, no, it's the same as it was. Did anything change? What was different?
We evolve. I think we learn each other so much that you kind of grow with each other. The change is constant, and you just have to know that the person that you fell in love with might not be the same person now and be okay with that. So it's repeating, trying to repeat that magic that you had sometimes doesn't work. It's finding other ways to connect with each other as you're both building and growing. So I feel like that's the change. It's just being open to being honest and falling in love each and every day again, and lust each and every day again. It's exciting. It's a chase.
Not just a writer, a therapist, by the way.
Right? No. I've got it. Call me 1-800 Casablanca. Get it.
So okay, because I remember the story about you guys meeting and kind of like from the first time y'all hung out, that was it.
Not necessarily. Okay, I think that's what he claims that I ignored him. I did not. I was so consumed with trying to get this reunion tour at the time. It was game six of the Cleveland Warriors game in Cleveland. We start the tour in Cleveland. So I want to go watch the game. I could give a fuck who that is. And I think I noticed him the next day, red fitted. Who the fuck is that? Why did no one tell me? It was like, Marsh, we literally introduced to you yesterday. I was like, I was watching the game. I wasn't even looking at him. So now it was me being inquisitive. Like, so what's up? And my version of what's up is, what's up?
What is it?
What's up? You know
what it is. So then I think a week into it, we just started talking. And then by the time we got to Virginia, it was the infamous long walk trying to get something to eat. And then we kissed and I was like, oh, shit, my vagina started fluttering in ways that you give me not butterfly. You give me butterflies in your vagina. And for someone to do that to me in such a way, I was just like, you know what? I think this is going to be something. So by the time we got to Philadelphia, I told my homies, oh, we're going to go to such and such a restaurant, Continental, actually, on Chestnut, where it was at the time. I'm like, I'll meet you over there. And we never left that hotel. We just fucked. And it was like what I thought was going to be a one-night stand, because I'd never done anything like that shit.
You never had a one-night stand. That was your first. No. Well, that wasn't a one-night stand.
It lasted forever.
Yeah. The first one-night stand was
being
her husband.
On air, we said, if you knew someone and then had a one-night stand, is it technically a one-night stand? It is. Because I knew I liked him, and with intention, I was like, oh, we're going to fuck. I didn't know we were going to fuck again.
And again.
And again. And again. So my one-night stand technically hasn't ended. We just keep
it's still
having.
Standing.
Okay, so yeah, that brings us to the single One Night Stand. So was that really about that experience that kind of turned into
it was
forever?
A culmination of experiences.
Okay, okay.
I've had several, you know, we're grown in here.
Yeah.
So it was about that, but it was about so many other things. It was that dick pic you received unwarranted and you're like, oh, the fuck. I remember that one, though. You know, it's like dicks you've remembered in your past that you wanted to have passed up on. And it's you wake up in that glorious moment of, well, for me, I'm a Leo. It's conquering the moment. So the morning after, and it's like, ooh, who the fuck was that? And what did you just do to me? That feeling.
Love that feeling.
So from a place of that feeling and all of the experiences, yes, it's about him, but it was about others.
Okay.
And it was a wild ride and gives you butterflies. Just
butterflies. What would make you pass up on a dick? Like, what are some...
Several things.
Tell us what are the reasons why, because I can think of a couple.
Okay, I can think of one in particular. And I really liked this guy, Like, I really did. It was too small.
Mm. Oh, that's
and it's not that.
Ding, ding, ding. Number one on Family Feud.
It's not too small. And I'm saying, like, not size matters. Women. You have to be matters, but not something that's too small.
Yeah.
And it wasn't small. It just wasn't what I was accustomed to. Mm. And it wasn't long-term gonna do
the job,
the savagery that I required,
right,
with my appetite being at its all-time high at that time. And I was like, and I was coming off the dick relationship that I had, and it was like, I can't go from that to that. Like, come
on. Do you think that he knew that's why? Because I feel like,
no.
Okay,
no.
Because how do you like slide out of that?
Literally.
That
you
sliver.
Fucking literally slid right out. Like, ah, done. Oh, and then the blame is on you. You're too gushy. No, you're fucking not. You just can't get in there.
You're too gushy.
Because like, I feel like guys with little dicks, that probably happens to them a lot. It's right? Like you're right out there, and then the woman's like, you know what?
I want to stress that it really wasn't small. It just wasn't big enough.
It wasn't it.
Mm. Yeah.
It's not small, but it's not big enough.
It just wasn't the dick.
That
for
is
me.
The number one reason I think that happened to me. This guy's dick was, it felt like it was some type of, I don't want to say handicap.
Oh, that's far. You took it really far.
No, but it was like, it felt like, you know, it could have been like a large vagina.
What?
I don't know about that. It was really, really small. It was like a button.
Damn. No, it wasn't.
I promise you.
Like one of those
never...
large clips.
Like,
that you
what's
see?
That movie, Hangover, where you find it in the and you're like,
it was kind of,
like a thumb.
I feel kind of bad for guys.
I do, because what can you do?
Surgery.
No, even surgery is not, like, they can make it maybe like an inch or two longer, but not much more than that.
Yeah.
No, you may as well just have a toy. Like, I'd rather fucking play with myself or like.
A motor tongue. You need a motor tongue.
A motor tongue.
I haven't had the motor tongue. A lot. Well, I've got a personal motor tongue, but not, not a handheld.
I don't want a handheld.
Yeah, no. You know what I mean? No, not for the tongue. No, that's weird. A dick, though, I used to have this ultra, what was it called? Not that I used to call it the Andre 3000, but it was purple. It was called something Ultra 3000. And I don't know.
Okay,
I think I'm in love. The love below. Right, the love below. It was purple. It had like the balls in it, and it used to spin, and it had like the two prongs in the front.
It's like the rabbit.
No, the tiny, so like a giant rabbit. Yeah. So think about a really nicely sized dick.
That was too big. Hold on.
I didn't say I was getting all the way on it, but it had the two prong thing in the front, like the vibrator. So think about the dicks like this, and it's got the two prong thing that you used to play with your clit in the front, and then. The mind-blowing orgasm you'd have offered, like, it saved me from a lot, actually, I think.
Wow.
Like you know I had a lot of, like, unnecessary, unwarranted dick offered that I would have taken had I have not had my 3000.
Like, no, I'm good. I don't need the headache that comes with that hookup. You know, don't you feel good that, like, coming up, and we were talking about this before the show, we didn't have social media.
Oh, my gosh.
When we were at the peak of our...
Yeah, I did my dirt clean. My dirt was clean. I'll always say that. I'm glad that I escaped somewhat unscathed.
Right.
Somewhat. Because for fuck's sake, Philadelphia. I'm blaming the city. What a time. If
listen,
you weren't outside
you
in the
there,
2000s.
All those beards. You were there when it was like that time.
Listen,
like you came
it was
right
AI.
In the middle of,
it was like McNabb. Yes. It was Blue Zet. It
so
was Red Sky.
So 2000 was when I started working at Delilah's.
Yes. Okay.
Well,
I left in 2005, though. I left to move to, I live in Atlanta now.
Well, I was there from 2000 to 2005. We'd had run-ins.
Yeah.
Absolutely had
Let
run-ins.
Me tell you, you know, my best friend is from Philly.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Santi.
Aww.
And so I would go and like stay at her house in Mount Airy and
spend
the whole summer in Philly and have the time of my life.
Yeah.
And
it's
have
a beautiful place.
So much fun.
Pause, and I missed it.
Guys in Philly was lit. I'm not going to lie.
I like Philly guys.
In the 2000s, the Philly guys were so fine. I used to do drive-bys on the airport because they used to work at the airport. It was US Airways, and
listen.
They would be the guys that take the bags outside, and we would just drive by the terminal.
And just look at it. Like, okay.
Damn, he fine.
What time you off?
Listen, the security dude at Van Gogh, I used to come at his neck every time. He used to just think I'm saying it because I'm trying to get in the club. I'm like, really no, was, fam. Yeah. Like, to like take, yo, DJ Active, tell your homeboy, what's up? He's like, Marsha's trying to really get at me. Yes.
Yes. Fuck. This is not a drill. Yeah. Like, come on, get with it. Yeah, it
remember South Street used to be, like, I really used to go and just walk up and down. South Street, such a tourist, but it was so much fun.
It was. I mean, I used to, well, performing at the TLA, I used to walk home after performances, but we'd go to like Fluid or Latest Dish that was on the corner, Copa, which was on the corner, and drink every flavored mojito you could think of or margarita. Yes. And I remember sitting there after a gig for hours and didn't realize how much I'd been drinking.
Until I couldn't stand up.
Oh, you couldn't stand up. I tried to stand up. They're like, Marsh, let's go. I was like, but
I cannot. We gotta wait.
Right, go where?
The floor moved before I did. They were like, Mars, chill. And I'm like, oh, okay,
That's the worst when you're young and you don't know better.
Oh, no.
Philly's that Long Island iced teas. I remember when I was younger.
Why did no one tell me?
Listen.
I used to throw those back in sick.
They don't sell that anymore, by the way.
They don't do long sell.
When's the last time you see that on a menu?
You just gotta
it's a little bit illegal.
It has to be. You don't mix that much liquor.
It's probably not on a menu because people have like signature drink. But if you ask for it, they'll make it for you.
Yeah, for sure. But nobody like that used to be a thing back then. Like, let's get a Long Island. People listening have no idea what a Long Island iced tea is.
Every liquor, vodka, rum, gin, tequila, triple sec.
It tasted good.
And it tasted good.
Yeah.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
You're trying to pretend in your mind. It tasted good.
It felt good.
It did not taste like anything but really strong gasoline. Not that I know what that tastes like, but that's what it was. So there's nothing good
in my
about
mind,
that
it
drink.
Good.
No, I doubt that. I'm not going. I'm not buying that.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com. Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Let's get into this song One Night Stand because we got a little sneak preview.
Yes,
and
I
by
it.
The way, we've had conversations about One Night Stands up here,
of course,
on a couple of different occasions. Mm-hmm. Now, Jasmine always talks about one she had, but it wasn't really a one night stand. And we want to first, Marsha, can you define for us what it is, and then Jasmine's going to tell you.
Okay, a one night stand is when you fuck someone that one time that you said you was going to fuck them. That's it.
Does it have to be somebody like? Because in my head, it's not somebody you've known for a long time.
You think it's a stranger.
Usually people think a stranger.
No, it's your decision, your vagina immediately saying, I'm fucking that. Whoever that is, doesn't have to be a stranger. You could know them, could come out of the blue, like could be someone that you've known for forever, who never knew you wanted to smash. And it's that one time where you decide to just say yes.
One time and one time only.
If that's what you want to say, yeah.
What if it happened twice?
Don't deny what you feel. Then you're in the dickuationship.
And that was it. A dickuationship? Okay. Yeah. All right. So, because we have so many questions about what is a one night stand. To me, I always looked at it as like, and in my head, it's very romanticized. Like you're on vacation or you're somewhere, you meet somebody, you're in the club. You do it once. Y'all don't even really like exchange.
You might not even remember his name.
You might not even know my real name. And then that's it.
So how Stella got her group back?
That sounds like a one night stand to me.
Yeah,
pretty much.
That's romanticized one night stand. That's cute. That's nice. But far-fetched.
That's cute.
That's cute or whatever.
And then in a one night stand, do you go all out or are you only having sex? Because like some people will be like, I'm not sucking no dick. I'm not.
Well, this is the thing where it gets tricky. If you didn't know the person and you were on your whole goddess vibes and you're like, fuck it, I'm going to do shit that I never did. Because
that's the goddess vibe?
Yeah, because you're like, who's going to tell? Who's going to know? Right. They don't know me. They don't even know that I'm not like this.
Right.
So it's almost like, let me just get out of my comfort zone and go for all the things that I ever wanted to do.
That's it. And I think that's what a one night stand should be. We don't know each other.
Yeah.
And so I might as well just like, do some crazy shit.
May as
well. How often do we go into a one night stand knowing that that's what it's going to be, though? Because usually there's the intention of this might go somewhere.
It's a vibe. Once that, I'm telling you, you don't have your own personal vagina flutters when you think about what you're going to do. It doesn't necessarily have to be the person that you want. It's when you feel sexually charged, what that does to your own body. Are you in tune with you? Because you know when you want to have sex with someone that you do know. If it's going to be, oh, am I putting in the effort? Am I going to, you know, or is it a quickie? You know that. So if you're like, okay, I'm on vacation, you don't set out to go, okay, I'm going to fuck someone while I'm here. Or you do.
Some people do. Some people be like, that's what I'm saying.
You made the choice and you're like, okay, come on now, little thing. Come on, Kitty, or whatever you've named your thing. It's
Kitty.
Go ahead, Kitty. What are we doing, Kitty Cat? You decide whether or not it's going to be romantic or nasty.
Or just
it's a different nasty. Level of sex. Yeah. Like, do you want to get nothing is off limits.
Yeah.
Because it's a vibe with the person. If I want to fuck someone, I for sure want to kiss you.
Okay.
Like, you're not
it's the vibe.
Fuckable if you're not kissable. Mm-hmm. We're not even crossing it. That's not even a blurred line. It's like, I don't want you on me if I don't want that passion, even if it is for that moment.
For that moment.
Because I will say, I didn't know that who is now my forever was going to be that moment.
Right.
Like, I'm giving you all the fuck out
so
now.
So you did everything the first time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't just the first time. It just kept going and going and going and it's still going.
Because of that one time.
Yeah.
Because what if I didn't and it was just a,
meh.
I know I'm into you. We fucked. She let me smash. And then I just let him smash.
Yeah. Were you nervous knowing that you were going to have to see him? Because he already was working on
it. No, it was funny. I couldn't wait to tell the whole
thing. I couldn't wait to get in the group chat.
Guess what I did?
Told my mother and everything. Like, I did.
You told your mom?
You told your mom?
Wow. I told him when I kissed him, I was like, Mom, I'm going to fuck him. She's like, I knew it. I was like, wow. How did you know? I said, I just know you. I said, well, I'm going to do it. We'll fucking do it then. Fine. Thanks, mum.
Got your blessing.
Yeah. Right.
Told the homies and they just laughed it off. We laughed and chuckled and giggled and kikied it up and gave them all the details. And this is all while I know on the other side, he's given his account of what that is.
This is what I call a whole confession to my friends.
Guess who I hit?
For the both of us, it was absolute a movie. Like, but I put him in my phone as movie, and I'm looking at his phone. I'm in his phone as movie.
Oh,
how romantic.
That's how you know how much a guy really likes you, how he, the details he leaves out with his friends, because they don't tell it all. They'll say.
I'm pretty sure he said everything.
He said everything?
Probably did.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Which doesn't make me uncomfortable in front of his friends. It actually gives me confidence. I'm like I'm really on, lying.
So, wait, are you really, really nasty?
Define really, really nasty. Because my really nasty might be like basic to someone else. Like, what's the really nasty? What would you classify?
Like a lot of different bodily fluids, spitting, licking booty, like, you know,
cleanliness is close to godliness. So when we're there and it's, you know.
As long as it's clean.
What's the nastiest thing you've ever done?
Me, I'm going to be honest, Gigi's probably better answering that question. Because I'm not going to lie, I'm very, like, basic.
Okay.
When it comes, I don't like people spitting in my mouth. I've had people ask me to spit in their mouth, and it's always been a little gross to me.
Uncomfortable?
But I know people.
But it depends like on it. The purse.
But I know people love that. It's just not my thing.
I'm not into that.
Okay, so.
I'm very accepting of what people do, but for me personally, I'm very like, I don't want to spit. Like, I'm saying?
I spit on the dick, but I don't want the spit in my mouth. I don't want them spitting in my mouth.
I do. From him, though. It has to be him.
Because guys have been like, spit in my mouth, and I'm like,
yeah, I want that.
I want to do that.
I'm giving and receiving.
Answered, I'm very basic.
I'm basic. Like, I do what I do, you know, and I love having, like, all different positions in sex, but when it comes to fluids and things like that, it's not necessarily my thing.
You know what? Also, I don't like that. I feel like a lot of women, like, I don't like when it's my butt is super wet and it drips. It's like, okay.
It's getting a lot. All right. And
I'm in a puddle.
Well, I don't have a choice. I'm in the puddle too, but
I'm drowning.
Yeah, drowning.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't like the feeling of
swampy in your butt.
Yeah, right. I don't like the feeling of the spit in my butt crack. I don't like the feeling. I wish I did. Yeah.
But I think that when you're drunk, anything goes more. Like, you could get me to do a lot more if I've been having some drinks.
That's unfair. You can't do that.
It has to be more of like, I mean, do feel like when we lose our inhibitions when we're inebriated,
right? I do, for sure. Yeah.
I think when people ask you things too, it kind of like makes you think too hard about it. People kind of have to like,
it's a go with the flow thing. Like, I'm never eating ass. It's just not gonna, it's not a natural like, oh, I'm gonna go there. Like, we're gonna do so many things before that even becomes a request. It's not a request. It's sexual energy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So the fluids and the spit, and when you love someone, all of those things are just things. Tune out the noise, and it's sex.
Tune
and it's sexy and it's lust and it's love and it's connection. It's different. Like, I remember being asked to bite someone.
Okay, I can do that.
But when I say bite, like, vampire shit.
Ooh, like, break the skin.
Like, yes. Ooh. Like, bite me. And I didn't realize how into it I'd actually be until I did it. Mm. And just to...
You broke the skin?
Broke skin. Ooh. Felt him get crazy hard. And it turned me on in a way that I was like, have I been a vampire this whole time? Or are they the vampire and they turned me?
Turn me into a vampire.
That's your maker.
Yeah, so I was like, no, but then am I his maker? Because I bit him. And I couldn't work it out. I was like, how does this work?
Like,
so am I the vampire and he's the vampire? But if we're both vampires and we both bit each other. We both eternally like, what the fuck?
What's happening here?
I didn't even get it.
But until you liked it,
oh my God. Was intense.
Do you like getting bitten too?
I didn't. And then I did. It was weird.
Sometimes it depends on who it is.
Of course.
I was thinking is the next day where I was being bitten. Is it going to show? Like, and then you tune out the noise and give a fuck and go, okay, bite me. Oh, shit.
Bite me harder. Do you like being choked?
She got to
say. I like slightly. Oh, yeah, that's right. It's not,
yeah. She crushed my damn vocals.
That's it for you.
She got to say. It's a pressure. I like pressure.
Yeah, it's important.
Gripping and pressure, but yeah.
The pressure can help.
Me. No, don't take away
the. The pressure can definitely help the intensity of the orgasm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what
so that's the best time to choke is like when you know you're about to come.
But it's also the best time to bite.
Yes.
Listen.
Same concept, I'm assuming. I'm going to bite. I'm going to tell somebody to bite me when I'm
I think my man likes being bitten. He'll
bite
hate me for saying this.
I like
bite.
I don't like break that. Skin, though. I like bite.
I never broke his skin, bite. But I think he likes
listen,
that.
Dang. Got me thinking about some shit. I'm going to write
what
another
the vampire
song?
Is going on here? Vampire Diaries.
Vampire Diaries and butterflies.
And butterflies.
And you know what else is true, too, since we're talking about all those things? Even from getting out pussy eight, like, there's some guys that do a great job and some guys that just, you're like, it's okay.
That's so annoying.
Like, and I just don't think
they know how what's supposed to be done. I think it's a myth. I think it's very pornographic and they're not paying attention to what's actually supposed to have been targeted at that point.
I'm going to give directions.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, you don't need to be where your dick would be right now.
Right.
You just give
don't
me dick at that
point. Don't be sticking
your
tongue all the way
like,
in.
I don't mm-hmm. get out. Mm-hmm. Give me your dick or put it right there or I'm going
to
get this silver bullet
and
I'm going
to handle what I need to handle.
Where that actual place is and then take me all the way to the king.
Yeah. I remember one guy was doing it like it was a piece of raw meat. And he was back and forth. I was like, all right.
See, I hate this thing.
That's like, you've seen
don't
too
do
many
this
movies.
In my vagina.
It's not how
don't do this.
It's not a porno. Everybody relax.
So you're making me go back to when you're saying what changes. I think after I pushed an entire baby out of my vagina, you just kind of get a little self-conscious as to what that's going to be like afterwards. So I think I was definitely terrified about how that birth was going to be. And I was like, oh my God, I forgot to push her out. Am I going to be tight? No. Does it come back? I don't...
So you didn't have a C-section. You did vaginal. Okay.
She was a week late. I was induced and they assumed I was going to have a cesarean. And they were like, no. Oh,
here she comes.
She has a lot of hair. Let's go.
Oh,
now. That's a good thing. We love
it. It was really a great delivery. But thinking about what my vagina was going to be like after that was the how does this change our bedroom dynamic? And I feel like I was very self-conscious until pregnancy and the after effects of it, I was horny the entire time.
While you were pregnant?
Oh, my
God. A lot of women say that.
Were you?
Yeah.
It's too much,
I mean, I didn't
have
anybody. If I had somebody when I was pregnant, I probably would have been.
Oh,
I was.
It was.
That sucks.
Yeah. I
to
never
be
got
pregnant
sex.
And
I
had not.
I don't think I had sex my whole pregnancy.
Oh, no.
Because no guys want to have sex with you like while you're pregnant.
I got really horny.
That's
in my
a lie.
Trimester.
Do not believe that. There were plenty of them that were absolutely willing. Oh, my God. Men, it's graceful.
They're like, I can't get a pregnant.
Yeah, I mean.
You said you weren't?
I had. No, I was. Mm-hmm. My third trimester, I wanted to do it all the time. Like
what
the
about
last couple of days before I went to labor, I was fucking like crazy.
What about post pregnancy? How long before you...
What did my doctor say? I can't remember. Whatever the doctor said, that is 6 weeks.
And then you were ready to have sex again.
Yeah, the fifth week and sixth day.
Uh-huh.
How many hours?
Like,
okay,
how
many hours?
I feel like you have a high sex drive.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I really do. I didn't realize I did. Because I did go through a period where it was crickets. Like
how long
is
a period?
Anything. Over a year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like, I was on tour the entire time. So it was writing music and experiencing life. And like I said, the dick that just wasn't worth me risking it all for. Like,
we got to think about that. Like, is this worth a notch on my belt?
No.
Yeah, you do have to.
And
men don't think about that, but women be like, I don't know if it's worth me.
You're not about to be a body count. And I don't have many of them, thankfully.
Mm-hmm.
And you really have to make really crucial decisions as to who you're going to share your space with.
Right.
Like, it's precious. It really is. You really got to be like, if you're getting in there or getting on it or doing things to it, you have to be something phenomenal. Like, why when you could do it yourself?
Right.
Like the shit that I can do to me. Mm-hmm. You better be able to do
better.
You have to.
You know, some people take a break from sex purposely because they feel like it'll make them more focused. During that year, did it make you?
No, I was all over the place. Wasn't angry. Angry? I don't know if I was, because I can take it out on the music. So it came out in the forms of 69 or So Good or Where Are My Shoes and all of these songs that I'd fantasize about. Right. So I'm creating the vibe that I wanted for, you know, my love life to be, and just never had that until, you know, a couple of years down the line where I'm like, yo, I want something special, and I'm going to wait for something special. Like, I didn't come all this way to have something basic. Let me have something
That's right.
So what was it like when you did break the seal after over a year?
It was fucked up. I shouldn't have done that either. And I did. And it was the one that wasn't big enough. Oh. It was really nice, though.
Nice guy.
Like, it started with, it was a lot of sexual tension, sexual energy. He wanted it, I wanted it. And when I decided to do it, it was a rooftop party in LA. And we were with about 5 or 6 other friends, went back to his room overlooking the pool party. My friends went to the other room and I kind of just shut the door and just gave him some head. Mm-hmm. And all the other hotel rooms, if you were looking, you could see that. And I really didn't give a fuck. Yes. Kind of blew his head off just for the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I wanted that for him, but for me. Mm-hmm. And I also wanted to test what I was working with.
Mm, so that's and how then, you found out.
Because I went from a substantially larger dick-uationship prior to it, where I had to do a lot of work to make that dick feel what it needed to feel. Like, for fuck's sake, how much more fucking do we need to do until you are sat? I can't. I'm exhausted.
Wow.
Like, that dick wore me out. So then to get this basic one where I'm like, it's okay.
Basic economy.
But I can conquer it. You know what I mean? Maybe that's what it was. I just felt like I really conquered it.
Way easier for oral. You know how easy that
Damn,
is.
Damn, it was like 24 seconds.
Wow.
I wanted to, in my head, I had all of these things I wanted to do that I didn't even get to do.
No, you didn't even get there.
United already. The friends are knocking at the door, like, what you guys are doing? Clean up and then go back to the pool party.
So y'all didn't have sex. Right. You just gave him head. I just gave him head
and I was like.
And that's how she knew that it wasn't.
It was like an easy deep throat.
It wasn't worth it wasn't worth going any further than just the head.
I mean, that's good that you did that first so you could know. You know.
Like, at least you didn't hurt his feelings.
Well, maybe she did.
I don't know. Well, Would you really admit that this was about you? It's no hard feelings, and they know who they are.
Right.
And I really, truly appreciated our time.
Literally, no hard feelings.
It's.
I knew that was coming. I looked at you.
It was great. It was great. She's been storing it.
No hard feelings.
Wait, say that. Like someone interrupt her, but I gotta say this.
It set me up for the love that I deserved.
Yeah.
And I feel like that was the stepping stone. So
you know
really
how amazing it
out.
Is when you really like a guy and his dick is great? Like, that is like...
Yeah.
A unicorn.
Yes. Like,
it's not supposed to happen.
Like, that's ridiculous. The best feeling because you're like, this is going too good. And then when you get there and you're like, oh my God, like, you can't go anywhere because this is too good.
Yeah, it's terrifying feeling. A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, I'm kind of in that space.
Well, that's
like, what the fuck else are we supposed to do? I mean, we can do because we find so many other things to do. But it's a great place. In a great space.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
And so with One Night Stand, you also talk about, like, waking up, doing it again. See, in my mind, a One Night Stand is like, you did it, get out. You know what I'm saying? But this feels like more than just a One Night Stand when you're, like, laid up, waking up, doing it again.
Yeah, that's not a One Night Stand.
No, it kind of, well, initially with the song, it was, I get this feeling as I'm looking at the ceiling and it's early in the morning. And still we're heavy breathing.
Ugh.
I thought we'd only go a couple rounds, mm-hmm. a couple naps in between. Now we're back at it for a couple hours.
Mm.
I called you an Uber and it came and went. And I'm probably going to get fined for that.
Yeah, it's cool though.
But it was worth it.
Yes.
Because you too fine for that. Mm. You fine as shit. And then it must be this amazing dick that allowed me to stay there. So I wanted the One Night Stand, but what makes you stay? What makes you have breakfast? What's the awkward slip out of the bed, boomerang? Remember the movie Boomerang moment? And it's like, I'm out. So look at them toes. Exactly. Like, what makes you not do that? Is it that good? So it's not necessarily restricted to that one night.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what this whole album did. I think Casablanca and being around so much male energy mm-hmm. and seeing how they respond to melody and suggestion. It was like seducing each and every single person in the room and catering to those feelings. And that's why all of that album is just sex to me.
Yes, I can't wait to fuck with
this. This song sound like a movie, too.
I already know who I want to give it to.
Even the way this song sounds, the production of it sounds like a movie.
It's yes. high-end. It's orchestra.
It's at the beginning. I was like, oh, is this the same song? When we were listening to it over, I was like, is this the same song?
Yeah.
So like, at the end, I was like, I can't wait to see this perform live because it's going to give me that extra, like...
Exactly. You should do some singles events. Like, now, imagine this, right?
Okay. Seriously, I feel like we do a gift bag giveaway full of the 3000s and, ooh, you know, woo, a nice little bullet.
Because I honestly, I had a meeting with Tinder the other day.
Okay.
And, you know, a lot of people hook up that way. But they have all different levels of, like, you know, dating when it comes to... Because a lot of people, I feel like, are using these apps. Some people are finding their forevers.
Right, but
a lot of people are finding their right now.
Consensually hook up. Like,
consensually.
And I feel like that's okay.
And I feel like that could be something great. Right? Like, imagine an event where everybody knows we're coming here to look for, you know,
Somebody. But that's what my shows are. That's
yeah.
You don't come to a Marshall Ambrosius show like single and expect to leave that way.
I tell the guys, like, that's where you need to be.
Concerts.
Because the women will be there.
Yes, they will.
Yeah. Concerts, listening front and center. Sexy music.
You're smart.
And you would do that. So, yeah.
How many people have told you they hooked up at one of your concerts?
Oh, several. I've got marriages, babies, the whole bunch, proposals. Yeah. Just had one in New York, December.
That's a great feeling to know that you could impact.
You're part of their life.
A lot of babies made.
Yeah.
Like the procreating between, you know, Philly 2000s to now. Dang, there's 24-year-olds walking around. 24-year-olds.
Yeah, because, like, thanks to you.
They grown.
They for sure grown. Graduated, living their lives now. Yeah. So that's a beautiful feeling. And I do that with intention. I feel like I've always come from a place of creating music that allows you to escape and do the things that you always thought you could do. Even when you didn't want to do them. Like, let me dream bigger. Like, who says, yo, mom, I'm going to go to Atlanta and just figure this out. And I'm never coming home because it's worked out for me now. Just for that one decision, you know, and music has brought me that way. So I kind of move that way in life.
For Casablanca, how much of the album is done?
All of it's
done. All of it's done. Okay.
Absolutely. I think the easiest part was to record it. Because in the midst of Dr. Dre had that aneurysm the top of January of 2021. So I'd gone through my own situation, near-death experience, the end of 2019. So it was like we connected over that pandemic year when it was like, okay, if the world was going to end, what would we actually do? Mm-hmm. So at that time, I was ready to quit music. I didn't even want to do it anymore. I'm like, Dre, I like the team that you have. I love creating here. I'd love to produce and write more music and, you know, just chill. And he was like, nah, you got one more in you. Like, I want to see you happy. I want to make sure that musically you're doing what you're supposed to do for the world. And we started recording what is now Casablanca. And if we'd have known what it was during that time, I'm pretty sure more of it would have been documented, but we were laser focused. I mean, he let me do whatever in that studio. It was like, oh, we need a horn section. I'm calling them right now. Horn section it is. Oh, we need strings. Let's get it. Oh, we need guitar, drummer, bass, everything.
So there were no boundaries. It was,
I love
that. We played God with music. Literally in one room. So myself, Dem Joints, Focus, Bluetooth, like just going back and forth with ideas. And I'm, like where that light is where my microphone would be. Dre would be sitting right there. And we're creating in the same room. So like I said, all male testosterone, egotistical maniac energy. And I'm like,
and your softness.
That's fuck. All the songs, like, just,
you know how many of those guys
sexy.
Probably make calls after the
session? Oh, yeah. Like, every time it was like, yo, I'm slide out. Bet you are.
Bet you are.
And I felt empowered by that.
I love that.
Because I, being the only female, where there was a female engineer, shout outs to Lola, it was really just us. And it's, how can we conquer these rooms and turn the energy around in our favor each and every time? And you that's what I'm saying. Like with sex, you do that same thing. Mm-hmm. How do you turn the energy in your favor? Like you have to be empowered by what you have and understand the value in that. I understood my value in that room. Yes, that's Dr. Dre. And I know what he does. He doesn't do what I do.
Right. And bitch on me.
And I felt like he encouraged that and literally Dwayne Wade alley-ooped did to me like I was LeBron every time, seamlessly. So on the record, it's produced by Dre, produced by Marsha, produced by Dre, produced by Marsha, written by Marsha, 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 several other people. And it's all of these samples and intricate moments from culturally, our culture, culturally significant hip-hop or jazz or pop or rug, just to make you go, oh, I remember that. And just hear all of these things that make you feel good in one space. So that one album for me was all of the trauma, all of the survival, all of the, I almost quit this shit.
To... What do you think you would have done if you quit? Just been behind the scenes or
absolutely
something? Okay.
Still writing. Comfortable yeah with that. Probably yeah still writing, but just for me and for fun and not for obligation. Like, yeah, it would have been. Like it. Yeah.
When
like,
you got time. Mm-hmm.
Let me pop up, do a gig every now yeah and again. But I'm so content on being Nyla's mother.
Yeah, like, is this your last album?
Lost, I don't know. I couldn't say. But
it's nice
is...
to have the luxury to know I can do it if I want to, but I don't,
or
have,
I don't
to
have to.
Yeah. Yes. The have to is a
right.
Been there.
That's pressure.
Like, mm-hmm, yeah, that's early 2000s right there. I definitely right had to. Yeah. But no, I think I'll continue to create. I'm creative in other ways, so I'd find something to do. And I did write a book of intimate stories.
Who knew you was this sexy? Wait, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Oh.
Who knew that you had this much? I mean, we know from your music and, you know, it's always been sensual, but just sitting here talking to you and hearing you say, like who, like, did y'all
right have any idea? I play basketball, that, but that I also...
That you just had all of this sexual
get
energy.
Get butterflies.
And, right. I love that. It's amazing.
Well, now you'll probably listen to my music differently.
I will.
Yeah, I will.
Oh,
she's sure.
I will.
Always been on it. Been on it.
Yeah.
So yeah, the intimate stories are accompanied with a soundtrack to go with that, which I'd love for people to have the audio book and just listen to the music while they're reading.
Oh, we
you know
that. We
my
like that
version
yeah
of, I wouldn't say light porn, but there are some vampires in it. There are some
as you are as you are
rooftop parties.
We know what a vampire is.
You know what's interesting yeah though?
Vampires and butterflies.
Before we started this, we exactly talked about culturally how in the UK we always view it as like more sexual, more free, more open
yeah
than here in the United States. Do you think that that's true? Because I remember, you know, my first job in the music business was working for Wu-Tang, right?
Wow.
So I remember going to like, you know, different places and going overseas and going to Europe and like seeing porn on television, you know.
Yeah, they were
and
a little naked, open
and we didn't see that no here in the United States. It wasn't
right
like that.
Got you.
And then also feeling like when we went there with the guys, like the women were a lot more free sexually than I feel like. I did feel like that, but I don't know how true that is. What is your take from having experienced both cultures?
It's different. I did have the, I don't know if we all had it, you know, at age, around age 14, 15, you had the friend in school that was already pregnant by her 19, 20-year-old boyfriend, and we mm-hmm thought that that was normal.
Mm-hmm.
Not normal at all, no, in thanks hindsight. It was ridiculous, but we did, I don't know, for me, at that point in my teenage years, I wasn't even equating it to her having sex. I thought, ooh, she's having a baby.
The right
sex part
right just how it happened.
I was too busy playing basketball and trying to play the piano and all of the other things. So as far as sexual liberation, yeah, there were after-hours channels that used to show tits.
Right.
And, you know, as teenagers, we're just like, ah, like, it wasn't sexy or sex to us just yet. Well, for me personally. So I do get the side where maybe it was a bit more liberating over there, but I didn't start my sexual sexcapade until I got to the States
to
in
Philly.
2000. Mm. Like 2021. I was very inexperienced, barely had a buddy.
Yeah.
And turned out, basically.
Do you feel like you were sheltered as in a way, like being in the...
Ooh, no.
No? Okay.
No. It was Purple Rain and Apollonia.
Yes, ma'am.
And
listen,
shit.
I was wow so tired of seeing my brother freeze Apollonia getting out of the waters of Lake Minnetonka. He used to
well,
freeze that on a VHS tape. That I used to be like, yo, can we finish watching a movie?
Right. Okay, so this is where you're like, am I like 1% gay? Not sure, because Apollonia.
Amazing.
Butterflies.
Great. Yeah.
And it's like, was I fantasizing of being like her or did I want
to be with her?
Her?
Yeah.
They can't did, figure yeah, this right out. And then how dare I? Prince was what? 4'8". Still wanted to fuck him. It's not even a joke. Like, how are you this sexy with eyeliner and
a
press
heel,
and a curl
heel,
and yeah a little heel? It's
only
ridiculous.
Prince could get away with that. Like, women love some damn Prince. They you know, but Prince is my favorite artist of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you could look at him and guys would be like, oh,
it's
he's
ridiculous
gay, he's this, he's got his butt out, he's got... But it's also like, he's got so much sex appeal.
Sexy.
Like,
it
sex oozes out of his pores.
It's confidence,
is
too.
It's
yeah
ridiculous.
It out of his pores.
So I couldn't yeah work out if it was Apollonia or Prince. Recently, went to Beyonce Renaissance. Did you go Renaissance, the tour?
Did you see it live? I didn't go.
I saw the
movie. Listen, she came out on stage in this tuxedo fit. There go the butterflies.
Right.
I couldn't figure it out. I was like, ooh. I couldn't work out. Was I thinking about what Jay-Z does to her? Or what you are giving everything that I need.
And I don't even know what that is.
But yeah, you were on stage with Usher. You was like, eh, eh, eh.
I know. Well, yeah, I felt like I was obligated to do that. But
you
Usher is a...
I did,
and that was me. Even my husband was like, the fuck? What's wrong with you?
Like, go up there, do a little wild. Yeah,
do you know what? I didn't do enough. I didn't.
You should have done. You think you should have done more?
You know what it was? It was getting too much press
at the time.
And I was like,
there's too much going on.
It was like, give me the microphone, and he had like the Bobby Brown little headset. I was like, come in. Then it would have been I'm tongue kissing Usher in the mouth. That I think I might have done when I was drunk in the club in LA at one point. Everyone's party kissed Usher. You haven't party kissed Usher. You wasn't outside.
No.
Probably. I know he was party kissing in LA club at one point.
Jasmine, you couldn't even get in the elevator with him. Remember, we were in DC and he was staying at the same. Oh, we were in Philly. We were in Philly. We were all staying at the same hotel for the Roots picnic, and the doors open. They were like, "You can't get on." Mm-hmm. It's because Usher was in.
Hilarious.
Yeah,
that's happening lately with artists. Well, you know, it might be the pandemic.
And it's also kind of like people be doing too much with phones.
Yeah,
and
like
I don't think security knew who anybody was. So
sometimes
it ain't really the artist, because like sometimes I'm sure with
exactly.
You,
so it's everyone's trying to shelter you from what they think is, you know, harmful. Like all of these clips of like artists getting hit in the head with bottles. I dare you.
Oh,
please,
because don't do that.
Philadelphia is on my side. And we've got snipers.
Ma'am.
It's terrible. Like, I don't know. The internet is interneting, and people are just doing it for clicks and shits and giggles, and it's not cute.
It's crazy.
Yeah. But yeah.
And listen, The Greatest. Let's talk about that song too, because that was something that you put out a few months ago.
Yes. So that was for the Heisman Trophy campaign for ESPN. And I don't know, it just gave me James Bond triumphant feels. So I was like, something from Casablanca that sounds in that vein. They chose that record for that particular purpose, and it's doing its thing.
It's The Greatest. It's
like, I love performing that song. It's just, I need Idris Elba as like the, I don't even want to call him the new James Bond. I just want an action hero.
We want that, though.
That has that would be dope. That as a theme song. Yeah.
They don't understand how that would impact people going to the movies to see that.
Right. He just did one. Like, we was on an airplane. I'm trying to remember. I just watched it on
Netflix.
It's
a series, right?
Yeah.
It's really good.
And I was like, give me that. I want a new James Bond. Like, James Bond already exists. Mm-hmm. Give me action.
Give me
Idris.
Yeah.
The Greatest. The theme is just, it's waiting for you, babes. Let's do it.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
When it comes to you making music, like for this new album, Casablanco, how many songs do you make? Because I feel like everything is so intricate and so, like with you, so well done. But do you do like 50 songs and then we pick what makes it? Or is it like every song I do, we do it specifically for this?
Casablanco was a unique experience. Like we went back to back with 11 to 12 songs that all made the cut. And then we just stopped when we knew
we had it.
That's it right there. We could keep going and it will be something else, but this that is shit it. Right there, that's it. So I think outside of different albums that I've done, I've continued recording until I felt like a sequence was right. Like, oh, these five songs sound like they go together and let's make an A side and a B side. Mm-hmm. So sometimes they have structure. With this one, it was like a knocking back to back. Everyone was on this crazy wave simultaneously. It was like creative genius checking in all at the same time. Mm-hmm. And 12 songs, 13 songs, and they all kind of made it. And with Casablanco, each song is like three songs in one song. Mm. If you listen to the album, you're never going to, like you said, it's just the same song. Like you're never going to know where you're at. It's just a play it. Like it is a movie from beginning to end. And just working with the genius that, you know, Dr. Dre is and the team, it was just the ICU. It was, I could really do what the fuck I wanted. It was next level.
I can't imagine what type of conversations were happening in the studio with all the guys.
It was ridiculous. We are not mature. We were like, it was so bad. I think one point, I can't remember what had happened, but Dre actually bought me one of those speed bags. Like, I box and stuff. Mm-hmm. So he brought me a speed bag for the booth just in case I knocked someone out. So, you know, take all your aggression out on that speed bag and don't fuck anyone up in there. So I was like, yeah. So
wait, you would be beefing this with people having going back and forth or something?
A little bit. Creative tension. Yeah, but it will always be because my pen works faster than sometimes what they're doing on the board. Gotcha. So you have a drum loop up, the chords are playing. I've written the song already. I'm ready to cut.
Right.
But you want to joke and kiki it up and no, get the
work.
Play the, listen, let me get the fuck out. Now everyone get out and let me just do what I'm doing. So I think that happened with One Night Stand.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, it was like, oh, we have the beat. I'm like, well, can I write the fucking song? And
right.
Just like everyone's, Dre's going back upstairs and he's like, oh, I'm out. You know, I'll see you guys tomorrow. And then, oh, it's playtime. I'm not playing. I'm ready to work. Like, this is fun for you, but this is, I feel like we're really onto something with this. Like, it's a bit bigger than the album. I was like, where's the album? Where's the albums? That sounds so basic in comparison to like what this actually is.
What would you call this? What would you consider this?
Casablanco has always felt like a place. Like, it takes you to a place. Like, I want to go there. I want to be with the people that go there and understand what that is. And
it's a vacation. It's a movie. It's a destination.
It is. I feel like it's an immersive experience. Like, Something I've never done this before.
We need to hear this.
I cannot wait.
I hear it.
What do you and your husband like? Okay, if you were gonna pick a song to get in bed and have and make love to, what song would that be?
Oh, it'd be random. Like we fuck from everything from Baby Shark to.
Come on now.
Baby you star. Have a kid and you'll find out.
Yeah, you don't have a choice.
Dumbest dumb. You end up.
No, but she does love Baby Shark. She, I never fucked with it.
But on your album, what would you say?
Oh, on my album.
Do you ever have sex to your own music?
I have.
Okay.
How was that?
It's very, very, I don't know. It's weird. Because I'm halfway laughing because I'm like.
This is crazy.
If it's a song that I intentionally wrote about someone then, and I'm fucking someone else,
yeah. Right? Yeah, that's it's different.
A threesome now,
right?
And now I'm just like, oh, it's too many things, and then I don't know, I get a bit frazzled, like it's too much. Like, wait, back it up. I need to figure this out.
Have you ever called somebody the wrong name?
No, but something crazy happened to me where I was about to fuck someone and. We were passionately kissing or whatever, and he like grips me up, and I'm on top, and I looked at them, and they weren't who they were anymore. Oh. It wasn't him; it was someone else, and it fucked me up. Mm. Like he looked like someone else. I used to, I don't know. It was a fucking nightmare, and I didn't fuck that person.
Like, wow. He was like, "What the fuck?
Can't do this."
And I couldn't. It was like a movie,
and you couldn't even explain it.
No, I was like, what in the powerful brain shit is this? Like,
somebody saved you from something.
Exactly.
There was a higher power like that.
Because I couldn't even tell you who that was. I just knew not to fuck with
it. Was it like you didn't know that you saw?
Yeah, who did I just mention? Idris Elba. Say you're going to fuck Idris Elba. You know what Idris Elba looks like. He grips you up, you on top. And it's not him. It doesn't matter who that was.
Right. This not the person.
It could
that
be
was,
any.
Yeah. This ain't it.
It was.
I'd be feeling like there be certain signs that just that was, save you.
Yeah,
I was saved
that from day. Things. Yeah. I remember one time my ex-boyfriend, he called me and he put me on hold. The other line rang, and he accidentally clicked me in.
Oh, he merged the call.
Yes, but I was talking and he couldn't hear me for some reason. It was like God was like, you need to hear this.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, hello, I'm still on the phone because, you know, nothing had happened yet. His boy was calling and he was on the other line and he was like, yeah, he had just told me he was going to stay in, you know, whatever. And it turns out he was like plotting.
Really going somewhere.
Have some chick coming over to this guy's house. And I heard everything. And at first I was like, hello. And he couldn't hear me. So I hung up, called him back. I said, I heard your whole conversation.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. You know, but it was sometimes things happen that it's like. Somebody's looking out for you. Right. I don't know who it is, but that was like, why would that happen?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, why would he not log out of his email on my laptop?
See, we remember that story. See.
Look at God.
Right. Look at God. Won't he do it? God said, look at this email.
Uh-huh. That's what God said.
Yes, he did.
Have you ever cheated like in your past in relationships?
No, I'm not a cheater. It's done. I'm good. And I'll go. What am I cheating for? I hate the lie. The idea of the lie is just dumb to me. Like, what are we cheating for? So I can get excited about doing something.
How many serious, before you got married, how many serious relationships would you say you've been in?
Two.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's a small number.
Yeah, it is.
Serious.
Yeah.
I'm a Leo. I'm not really serious like, most of the time. And I go in like that. I'm like, I'm selfish as fuck. I want things my way until... I meet someone that shows me otherwise. And then it's,
okay. Are you more giving or selfish in the bedroom?
It's both ways. It's give and take. Once it's right, it doesn't even matter. It's just good.
Do you squirt?
Yeah. It's terrible.
Why is it terrible?
Because the whole then it's messy and then you vagina farting as you're trying to go to the bathroom to like get the rest of it out. Like how you get it wasn't what you thought it was. And then you're in the bathroom, you're still while you're sitting there
those
like babe and you're trying to talk. literally vata flying out of my vata. Yeah, just ridiculous. So, yeah.
But guys love that.
Some.
Is there a guy that doesn't like?
I don't. Who? What guy is like? I don't like
want that.
Some guys. Yeah,
no
don't
one's
like
saying
it.
They don't want it, but it's an involuntary response from something that they did.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
I can't intentionally
do it.
It's done. If you hit that spot, I can't control that shit.
True.
It's
like, it's your fault.
You did that.
Like, congrats. What do you want me to...
Right.
Yeah, no.
I feel like for guys, that's the goal. Like, if they can make you squirt, they feel like... Like, the first time it happened for you, did you know what was going on?
No. No, not at all. It was a strange out-of-body experience. But not more intense than the shaky leg.
Okay.
You had the shaky leg?
Yeah, that's... See, I like that. I like to orgasm with... I've never squirted in my life.
Okay.
But I will have an orgasm.
Yeah.
And like, you know, come.
The shaky leg.
And it, yeah.
The shaky leg.
No, the shaky leg is different because you can't stop. That. That's ridiculous. And it's not because you've been hauled up in, you know, a certain position that you haven't stretched enough that day. You know, it's like a workout. Like, if you're not flexible and your thigh is like, ow, and you're not stuck after the orgasm because of that, it's because, I don't know, there's just this pressure. I don't know. You know when your knees are like all the way up, mm-hmm, and it's like long dick.
I'm like trying to do it. Like,
big dick. No, like, so you're up and it's long dick, big pressure. But it's all on your clit. So it's literally doing this. And it's when it pushes to a point where...
It's the bracelets for me.
Right.
And then you grip... I know. And then you just... It's the explosion that your body does.
Explosion. That's sounds like, amazing.
An explosion.
It's unmatched. That for me is unmatched. Because it's a power that... It's taken away from you. That's why you can't share yourself with everyone. You're powerless in that moment. Imagine someone trying to do what they wanted to do to you when you're just subdued like that. I was like, oh, you've got me. How dare you? It's when you're like, if you're a giver also, you put them out of commission also.
Right.
If I let you try something, I'm going to get you back.
It's nothing greater than when you put it on him and he goes to sleep.
Yes.
I think that's the best feeling when he passes out and he can't help it.
It's fucked up because sometimes I'll get that good dick and I'll still want to go and make a sandwich or something. I have this like burst of energy.
He'll energy afterwards too.
Right. And I'm like,
Sometimes.
Sometimes I'm knocked up, mouth open, snoring, can't even wake up. Don't even touch me.
Don't touch me.
But that one where I've got all the energy, I'll watch two Netflix shows, make a
like,
sandwich.
Like, I love you, baby. What's your mind? You hungry? Right. He's like, what is wrong with you? Relax.
No, he'll be knocked out. I'm making a sandwich.
And Jasmine, oh, I didn't even let you tell your one night stand story.
Oh, I can save it.
No, we're ready. Don't save it.
This is one night stand is the...
Okay, so I think this is considered a one night stand. I was in Vegas for one of the fights.
Ooh, Vegas.
Mm-hmm. And I think I met this guy at a pool party.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we partied. Pool party went somewhere else.
It's my first time hearing this story.
Yeah,
so,
no, because I forgot about it.
Right.
Yeah. So we went somewhere else, and then we went to eat. It was like, you know how Vegas just doesn't
it's
end?
Here,
yeah.
From there to there.
You
this
can do every
party club.
Yeah, we went to eat, and then I went to his room. We had sex, and I remember the condom got stuck.
No.
Yes. So I had to go on the toilet and like get the condom out.
Push it out.
Yeah.
Like giving birth to a condom.
Push. And then we did exchange numbers, but I saw him the next day. But I didn't have sex, so I saw him the next day, like out, you know, whatever, mm-hmm, whatever. And I was like, hey. He was like, hey. And
that was it?
Yeah, I wasn't ready. He like hit nothing. Me a few times after, but it's kind of like, you know.
Right. So did you go in it with the intention to fuck him? Like, you
saw I went to his room.
Pool.
Of course I knew we were going to have sex.
Yeah. Was it good?
The only thing that could happen is he could talk himself out of it.
It wasn't memorable.
Which is why you forgot.
Probably. The thing that's memorable is the condom getting stuck.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
So that's the story.
Yeah, that's what I remember.
Like, my ass went for a one-night stand in Vegas, and what happened in Vegas. State, here I am. Your vagina.
Yeah, state of my vagina.
Here I am pushing a condom out on the toilet.
And I can't remember his name. Like, I don't, you know, like, I don't even. Yeah. I wouldn't see, know him if he walked. I
that was definitely a one night stand.
That's, yeah, that's. Yeah.
Okay, you did.
And I forgot. Okay, you did. I would have told it before. Yeah, I forgot.
Nah, I forgot. So he was terrible.
Until you thought about Vegas and you was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think you know everybody. Can you remember everybody you've ever had sex with? Did you
see it? I thought I did until I forgot.
Until that,
one.
Yeah. But you do remember.
I remember.
Barely. Remember everybody?
Barely. Every single one.
I think I do. Now, I may not remember a name. I'm going to keep it a buck.
But I remember the situation.
The situation.
Yeah. No, yeah. I know all the names. Yeah, I don't places.
She know every detail.
Gigi, you know everybody?
Every detail, no.
But you know everybody you had sex with?
Everybody, yeah. But detail, no. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No details?
Not all the details.
No, I can't remember details.
Not all the details.
I can't remember all the details.
It's crazy. If it's really good, I remember details.
The significant ones, of course. But...
I'm a writer, so I take every
time. You take copious notes.
I need all the things, good,
like,
bad, or indifferent.
I like to forget things that just aren't worth memory.
Don't serve you.
Yeah. Like...
Speaking of forgetting, we came into this with you saying that you weren't going to drink, and then you were drinking with everyone because you were going through some stuff.
Yeah, I had a bad day, y'all.
What happened?
What happened?
I'm actually going through a problem with my kid. I'm having mommy problems.
Oh, no.
We're beefing. I'm mad at her.
What? You?
How old is your daughter? How old is your daughter? She's 27.
Okay.
Yeah, then
she's a grown lady.
You should never beef with her. She's such a good girl.
She's an adult, first of all. She's 27.
Well, mommy, she's still a baby. I'm not she's still the baby. Looking forward to any of these things.
Yeah,
I'm
like, really it's
how old is Nyla?
And we
she's
never.
Seven.
Seven,
she'll
wow.
Be eight this year
girl.
Already. We I know. Never. It's
you know that too. What?
That we never have any problems, and I'm so mad at her right
why?
Now.
Why?
Cherish, don't blame.
We'll talk about it.
Okay. I'm sorry. That hurts because Gigi
mad,
never.
Rush anything. Yeah.
Okay.
All you said what?
She's telling me don't rush anything.
Two when
2 year old.
Yeah, it's like you want them to start talking.
I do.
Being independent. You say that.
Until it happens.
And right. You miss your baby. Yes. You have to do that all over again, like missing your baby. Okay. And then get to know your kid.
Okay.
Does your daughter know you're famous?
A little bit. Like, she'll know my songs. She'll see videos and stuff. And yeah, kind of. I don't know what that means to her, though.
Like, I mean, she's seven. So.
It's so unrealistic. Like, it really doesn't. Like, the reason why, well, partially the reason why Casablanca happened is because of a pizza party that Dre did for the kids. So Nyla's there. At Dre's house, eating pizza, bouncing on bouncy castles, and eating snow cones, and that's normal for her.
Mm-hmm. To be in a mansion, a bouncy castle
at Dr. Dre's house,
regular. Yeah. As we're staying, you know, in Beverly Hills, walking red carpets and valet services and white tablecloth breakfast.
That's just normal life for her.
I was like, this is unrealistic. Like,
little do you know.
I don't even live like this. Dre's allowing me to live like this. I lived like that for close to a year, 2021. I lived like that from the top of the year till like Halloween. It was ridiculous. I was like, she's not going to know any different.
Right.
And I don't know if I want her to. We want our kids to be better than us.
Right.
You know,
to be used to only the best. Like,
yeah, but she's. My baby, she's such a sweetheart, and I'm praying that I am showing her a better life, but that she's grateful for that and doesn't understand that. I mean, she does understand that this isn't how
the majority people live.
Like, this is... Yeah. Like, I didn't have a pool, a basketball court, and a big old house. It never happened. Like... But I did want that for my life. I think when I decided what I wanted, when you say, you know, am I going to make more music after this? It was, I've clocked it. This is Super Mario Brothers level 8.
You saved the princess.
Yes, done. Jumped over the dragon south.
I know that's right.
But it feels good to know you don't have to do whatever you don't want to do.
Yes.
Like, honestly, that's an amazing feeling. Do you still love it? Like, going on tour, performing
I really do.
And that's like, the main thing.
Last year, towards the end of the year, we did that run and it was, you get that, I don't know, it's an adrenaline rush that you can't explain to anyone who doesn't do that. I mean, even this for you guys, having conversations with different energies. What are we going to get from this today? What do I walk away with today? That's me on stage. It's like, it might be the same song, the same show, but it's a different place, energy. It's different people, it's different energy. Mm-hmm. What does far away mean to you? Or what does say yes mean to you? Or what does late nights and early mornings mean to you? And, you know, moving on into the future, what's one night stand for you?
When you say these titles, I can hear the songs.
The songs,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I love it.
And it takes you to a place, but that's the power of music. And I've been fortunate enough to make a lot of, you know, your sexy playlist that you listen to when you want to get it on. So I'm your indirect threesome anyway.
You know what?
You know?
Gigi's like, I know that's right.
Period.
Have you ever been with a woman?
No. I'm alone here in my mind. And that one time with Beyonce. No, I think I adore and respect us so much. I know when I'm attracted to someone or I admire something. Mm-hmm. And there's a huge difference. And I've had many women come onto me and offer the world, like the world of pussy. Like, and I knew in that moment, like, oh shit, I just don't like girls.
Right.
You couldn't and say that's yes. Okay too. I couldn't say yes to it because it would be unfair. Like even to try, like that's not
couldn't
something
say
you couldn't say yes. It's not something I would experiment with, like because I'm in a phase. It was never a thing. I'm not saying I always knew I wanted dick, but what by the time I got it,
it's like this.
I knew exactly that's what I wanted.
Like,
I knew where I like it.
Right, but this is also to respect what that's been for me. I know the sexual energy that I give off and exude. And have allowed other people, whatever the sexual preference is, to live through the music.
Yeah.
So, could I be with a woman? No, I don't know.
You know, what's
you part, never know.
The part that throws me off about being with a woman is the vagina. Exactly. I'm not into another vagina.
You want to be the only vagina.
I can't even put it together in my head what happens or what I want to do.
I'm not into the vagina. I can't get with the vagina.
But you could also, they could get into yours and you don't have to get into.
You know, also I like dick. You know what I'm saying? Like I like.
Show us yeah, how like much dick. You like it.
I like dick. I love the man. Like I love how a man feels and looks and stuff like that.
But okay. I can respect the beauty of a woman. I can get turned on by a sexy woman and not want to fuck her.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because she has a vagina.
She's bringing up this vagina. It's not about the vagina. It's the energy. Like I said, when Beyonce on stage at Renaissance, it was the end. I was like, this bitch is giving all the sex that I need right now. And it had nothing to do with me wanting to fuck her. I felt fuckable.
Right. Yeah.
Because of her. Because of her. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I'm not saying like men on the other side, not saying that they do the same thing, but if a good looking dude walks in the room, I'm like, yo, I bet he gets all the bitches. Saying the same thing.
Yeah.
It's the same energy.
He does.
Exactly.
Get older than
I bet you
does.
Get all the bitches.
Yeah. So Gigi's the only one in here who does threesomes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am, I guess. So you eat pussy though?
I do.
Okay.
I do, Jasmine.
How does vagina taste? How does it taste?
Hopefully, hopefully like water.
Is that like a generic? Because all dick don't taste same ish.
Okay, no. You might be right.
After a basketball practice.
Okay, so different vaginas taste different, like have a different.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's usually the same.
Okay,
and I'm going to say this. I've never had like bad vagina.
Okay.
I've never.
Is it like a texture thing? I'm trying to figure out what this.
It's, I mean.
You mean like the curtains?
I don't know. Like.
Curtain,
like, right? Because it's as it pertains to a dick is like a dick, right?
Yeah,
the vagina is intricate.
It is. And it's inside.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like
it's a commitment.
Slippery slide, and then you're on the outside. You know, it's like layers,
hills and valleys.
It's a lot. Hills and valleys.
Well, you have no problem playing with choice.
None.
With your intricate.
I mean, that's what it feels like. Your own.
Yeah.
It just feels. Go ahead,
Jasmine,
get
so
get
out my whole thing
with being with a woman is like I play with myself a lot, right? So like it's like 3D masturbation. Like why play with myself when I can play with her and she'll play back? So it was like, you know.
You're in the mirror.
Yeah. Kinda.
It's like an oculus.
And especially because I like pretty. I like body. Yeah. I like, you know what I'm saying? I like feminine.
You would like you.
You would like you.
The jazz.
So that's what I'm thinking to myself, because I love me. Yeah. So we're not like,
I like my body. I do like my body.
Anybody who is a carbon copy of Marsha, please hit her up. She likes her.
I like myself. Where are you, babe?
Where are you, babe? Everybody has a twin out there somewhere.
I'll give it to you for real.
But listen, we appreciate you so much for coming through. Honestly, we had a great time.
Amazing.
I love this whole, like,
I can't wait for Casablanca.
Listen,
I can't wait.
It's a vibe already.
We're definitely fucking.
Are you doing a tour?
Yes,
I have to.
You have to.
The live experience of it has to happen.
Has to
and
happen.
It's going to be incredible. I can't wait.
I'll get my tickets.
Have to.
And all those Marsha lookalikes, you got to show up.
Chill out.
Not, chill out. Oh,
no, can you imagine that? A Marsha Ambrosius orgy?
Oh, a bunch of Marsha.
A bunch of green-eyed, big-head me.
You like it. You like it, though.
I like me.
I love me.
I love me, too.
Well, during a show very recently, I started singing a lot of Jodeci songs, and I started pretending that I was Casey. And I really started crooning and singing to a lot of ladies in the front row, and it really got me off.
See?
Like, okay. Badly, to the point where I'm telling the band, don't make me walk away from this gig with more bitches than you. Don't do it.
Period.
I'll talk about you for years to come.
Y'all better get it together.
It was bad. Like, I was like, it's been an hour since you've been gone. And... oh my God, I really got really
can't live.
Oh my, like it was Cry For You, it was Forever My Lady. Casey singing Forever My Lady to you. It's like a dream. Listen, this lady in Atlanta, she was ready. She was like, are you really doing this right now? Yes, it's me and you, babes. We're going home.
Me and you, DMs, babes. Baby.
Listen, she went home and rubbed out something serious.
So did I. At the thought.
And why
of it.
Not do it together?
Right. Well, you know what? It's okay, though.
It's the vagina.
Sharing is caring.
It comes back to the vagina.
Is that the type of porn you watch, too? Would you say, like, lesbian porn?
No, I'm really like the ebony section, and everyone has to be it's like if you're not attractive, I can't. Or I'm not attracted to it, like porn. So, I don't do lesbian sex. No.
Okay, are dicks beautiful?
Yes,
I've seen
shiny ones, big shiny.
They can be,
dark ones?
They can be, but then they can be terrible too.
Ones? They can be what?
They can be terrible.
They could look terrible.
I'm thankful
looking.
To not have had.
They could be shaped weird.
Even the mildly, modestly sized one was very pretty.
Well,
I'll give it that.
Okay.
It was gorgeous looking. It was just modest.
That's a modest very nice,
is a nice word.
That's a very nice way to say it.
It's a humble penis.
And I feel like everything else he was giving,
penis is humble.
Of course you'd have a humble penis because you can't have everything. It's like me with a Megan Thee Stallion ass. Unfucking fair. How am I singing your drawers off and I've got an ass?
Yeah, that would be fair.
God's like, no, not you.
Nope, you can't.
I'm you like, savage? Say, you absolute savage. No.
That's why I always say that God knows who to give a voice to, because if I...
Ooh,
I don't have
a body. I feel like if I had a voice...
Can you imagine Gigi having a voice?
I feel like if I had a voice,
we can make
that
happen. We can get you some singing lessons.
I would be a
bad bitch. Not that you're not a bad
bitch. I would teach you. You only need to do like 3 things to get it together. Or almost cheat your way into making people believe that you can actually sing. Because I don't sing. I just make noises that make sense
to me. She got
to
relax.
No, some people be saying, like, I know singers. Okay. I do stuff.
You do your
intentionally.
Thing.
I do my thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you have to really be, talk again.
Oh
just
my
say
God.
Anything.
Just say anything.
Yeah. Come on, Gigi, keep going.
No.
See, now you're scared. You see how you started backing away?
Now y'all put me on the spot.
Yeah. See, you're like, right there. So if you just take
Bring
it down.
Is it an alto?
Bring
it
down. Give it a breath.
Give it breath.
You, see, right there.
Tony, that's Tony Braxton right there.
Say, let me take your breath away.
Let me take your breath away.
Now put a melody to it.
Ooh.
Let me take your breath away.
Let me take your breath away.
I can put that right in the studio. You can put it right in the studio. Put a beat to it. Put a beat to
it. That was amazing. Gigi, the album. Lip service coming soon.
Go ahead. The album.
But honestly, we had such a great time with you today.
Darling.
Can you imagine how lucky? Do you sing in a bedroom?
I can't even get to that place. Like, I'm screaming.
Wow.
I mean, you have a 2-year-old. So well, well, no, it might be different. I've learned how to have silent sex.
I've learned how to have a silent orgasm.
And I didn't realize we were doing it that much. By the time we were in the room or the house alone, we were still having silent sex. Like, bitch, I can scream now. Right. I'm like trying to repress the heads in the fucking pillow and shit. And like,
that's where biting works now. Yeah. You got to be quiet and that biting.
Oh, my God, I can be loud. Tour bus sex, the loudest you can get. Because that engine is revving. No one knows what the fuck you're doing.
It's until they turn the engine off and you don't know you're at a rest stop.
Never mind. Like, oh no, you feel them bumps. You do it. Yeah. Like the hydraulics in the back of that thing kick in. So when you stop, you stop.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Well, we love it. Well,
we're doing the album later though. I'll produce your whole album.
Oh my God, I can't wait. Let's do it.
Like, I can't wait.
Presented by Lip Service, produced by Marsha Ambrosius. Yes. The album.
The album. Of course you guys can hear One Night Stand. When is the full album coming?
Soon.
Soon. All right, that's all we need to know.
All we need to know is that it's on the way.
And we all have it.
But enjoy your one night stands and we can talk about it together. Yes. Give me all the stories, all the things, and I will be here for it.
And we are all coming soon.
Coming.
Absolutely.
That's right. It's Lip Service.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb, available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.